Let's start in the 1950s in Concord. The state psychiatric hospital is home to about 2,500 adults. The manicured campus has it all: a golf course, barbershop, even a skating rink.
For some folks, they talk about those days like some of us talk about going to college.
Ken Norton is the director of New Hampshire's National Alliance on Mental Illness.
There was, you know, bowling and movie theaters and, you know, different events at night, and they had their friends there.
This was the era before psychiatric medicine, before the idea that mentally ill people shouldn't be warehoused. That soon changed. In the 1960s and 70s, the often terrible living conditions inside of psychiatric hospitals became public, and the movement to deinstitutionalize began. By the 1990s, only a few hundred of the sickest people remained locked in the state hospital. Everyone else was receiving treatment at local hospitals or community mental health centers like Riverbend in Concord. That's where Lewis Josephson is the executive director.
20 years ago, New Hampshire was considered to have the best mental health system in the country.
But in the past two decades, the system has crumbled. And it's crumbled for one reason.
Well, I think it's money.
Specifically, a decline in payments from insurance companies and the government. The community hospitals that used to help treat the mentally ill, they just can't afford to do it anymore. Josephson says a patient in a hospital psych ward can cost $1,500 a day. Medicare, Medicaid, they'll reimburse nowhere near that amount. The math just doesn't add up for the hospitals.
They look around and talk with their boards of directors and they say, something's got to go, and they often pick psychiatry.
Back in 1990, there were more than 230 psychiatric beds at local hospitals. Today, there are fewer than 150, and none left in the North Country. And there have been cuts to the state psychiatric hospital, the safety net to the system. That facility has half the beds it did 20 years ago. Patients with nowhere else to go now wait in emergency rooms for days on end for a bed to open up. Sean LaFrance studies the issue. He's with the NH Foundation for Healthy Communities.
These people are suffering. I believe that people wouldn't tolerate this if they had a stroke or heart attack or broken bones, that they would spend a day, two, 3 days waiting for someone to help them.
The wait list for a bed, sometimes 30 or even 40 deep around the state, means emergency departments must adapt. At Concord Hospital, they've blocked off four rooms and made them safe for people in crisis. Lewis Josephson says the area is called the Yellow Pod.
So we're in one of the secure rooms here in Yellow Pod. It is desensitized. Everything's secure. There's a television behind plexiglass. There's blinds also behind glass. There's soft furniture here that cannot be thrown or used as a weapon. And again, this is all costs that we've absorbed.
He estimates the hospital is spending $1 million a year temporarily housing people in the ER. That may not be sustainable. A fix, though, could be coming. Governor Hassan has set aside $28 million in her budget to try to shore up the state's mental health system. Some of that money could go towards more beds. Community-based services and counseling would also see a boost. Advocates like Ken Norton of NAMI NH say the funds are a positive step. But he wants something bigger. He wants to see an end to the stigma surrounding mental health in America.
If you look back 30, 40, 50 years ago, no one said the word cancer. You know, they would whisper it. There was a lot of fear associated with it. We still have these fears and attitudes around mental illness that allow us to think that it's okay to not provide medical care.
Norton says that until the shame surrounding mental illness fades, the resources to treat it won't arrive. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.